Chapter 8. Putting Yourself in the Way of Success. If only I could repeat it over and over again, so that wherever you turned in this book, your eyes would see this one fact. You have within you all of the qualities and elements that are necessary to make you a success. Your chief work is the development of the thing that nature has already given you. Before you go to the office, create all around you and in you an atmosphere of victory. You go out with the consciousness that you have victory. You and the unseen one are going down to the office together, and you're going to put it over. You are going out after that job with the smile of a victor, not the smile of a man who is trying to smile, but the man who smiles in spite of himself. Cultivate the habit of thorough work. If it is mental work, think every problem through. Be the one man in that office where you work who thinks through on every problem that comes up. You will find that the boss will want you. Very few men have the ability to think through. They guess, they speculate, they theorize. But down yonder, behind the desk, is the man who takes the problem and resolutely drives himself to think through that problem from every angle. The boss can get men to do what he tells them to do. He is looking for one with the ability to tell the others how to do it. So set the standard high for yourself. Have a lofty spiritual ideal. Climb to it. Between you and it, there may be many a swamp through which a road must be made. Lumbermen always build roads to the timber they wish to market. You will have to build a road to market your abilities. There is pain and fatigue ahead for you, but you dress for the job. Remember to associate with people who have won, those who help you climb to the top. Don't hang around with a group of has-beens. Associate with the men who are climbing up. The idle gossiping people will not help you. The lazy and careless will stand in your way. Those who spend their nights in the roadhouse or at the gambling hall will never help you. Don't think you can get something for nothing. Put your money where it will count. Put your time where it will pay you dividends. This battle is not for the thoughtless, heedless guesser, or idealistic dreamer. It is for the man who works.